Okay, I think my predecessors or my all the people who came and talked made my life easier. I don't have to give a lot of introduction. So my title over here is Evapotranspiration Estimates from Surface Energy Balance and Comparison Against Different Methods. And the different methods is EC system, water balance, surface renewal, and crop coefficient method. So the reason I said like it's a comparison with different methods is because the term validation would be really stretching it. We all know that there is an inherent error in all those measurements that we are taking. So I felt like it's better to stay with comparing information against each measurements that are there. So with that, my name is again George Paul, and I work for a company called Formation Environmental out in Sacramento, California. So here, I'm going to present this work where we have developed a statewide actual evapotranspiration data set for California on a daily scale at a 30 meter pixel. So this work has been supported by the Department of Water Resources California and is being used in different ways in California in informing the state on the ag water use and informing the state in implementing their SIGMA program. That's a big program that's going on in California that's called Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. So this information, this resolution works to some extent to the decision or policy making agencies, but not very much helpful. So we have to aggregate it to monthly scale or to some other scale at a more rougher or coarser spatial scale, example like a county level, which could inform the policy makers or the state departments. What I would be more interested today is not going through all the what is written in that a crowded slide over there, which makes it a lot complicated, but just briefly touch over the different comparisons that has been done using this data set. So the data set is developed using remote sensing data and applying surface energy algorithm, which uses the thermal band and all those informations, which I'm again not going into detail, but just going to touch on the different comparisons that has been done. When we supplied this information to our clients or the Department of Water Resources, the one thing they wanted is how it compares with the other available information. Before going into this comparison, I think again the one caveat which I want to mention over here is no comparison is sufficient enough or sufficiently good proof. California is a big ag state with 99% of the walnut grown in there, 90% of almonds coming from there, 99% of your celery growing in that state. It's an ag-based state with a huge diversity in cropping system. So and also agroecological region. So to have a comparison in each of those systems or cropping systems, agroecological regions, is literally impossible. So here is just few glimpses of whatever data available and how we have tried to compare it against those information. So I'll be showing not too many slides, just six slides of probably eddy covariance information, some comparisons with surface renewal, which is again very concentrated technique to California because it was developed by UC Davis, California, and surface renewal is a technology which again has been scaled down to a level where it can be put on a farmer's field at a very cost-effective price, around $5,000, and you can install that in instrumentation and you get your ET numbers. We have some eddy covariance from groundwater dependent native system. We have some information from water balance models, and we have some data from crop coefficients and also from Ameriflux stations. So I'll be going through a few of those comparisons over here. Comparison of 2 years of data from a rice field in Sacramento Valley. So this is how it looks like. The x-axis is 2 years date. The y-axis is the ETA in inches per day. The one noticeable thing which I want to emphasize here is the underestimation of the EC information. So probably the speaker before me also have, if you have noticed in his graph, there was an underestimation of ET estimated by EC system, which is a very well-known fact that EC system tend to slightly underestimate ET information. So that's why you can see there is a little bit underestimation of ET in comparison. But overall, it's a very good correlation, very good trend. Next slide is from a fully irrigated pistachio field, and you can look at both the trend and also the correlation. Again, not going into too much detail, there's nothing to explain over here. The one take-home message is it's a good comparison, and we can discuss whether 0.8 to R-square is a good, or whether we can go into too many details, or what are the error statistics that we can use to compare it. But the take-home message is this is how the comparison looks like. The early season discrepancy between the two measurements, that's again a well-known fact. The surface renewal tend to overestimate ET during early season of the crop growth. Again, one more field with the surface renewal system, and this is a deficit irrigated pistachio field. The good trend, good comparison over here. We tend to, like I said, try to cover the broad spectrum of different vegetations in the state. There's one of the data set which we worked with the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, where we had 3 years of EC information collected over native veg and a groundwater dependent system. These are native vegetations and depends on the groundwater in the Owens Valley. It's a rabbit bush meadow, and you can see the ET comparisons looks good. This is the overall picture of the three 12 station year data information, all the data plotted in one, and you can see all the statistics over here. Overall, again, a good picture of how the remote sensing based algorithm compares with the ground measurement, in this case is the EC system. This is a calcimeter, it's a water balance model which the Department of Water Resources California uses for its California water plan. And how it compares with this model is what I'm going to show it over here. We selected just the almond crops because almond are big in California, and just want to show you how it compares. The top bar chart is the comparison between the satellite derived actual ET versus the water balance derived actual ET. So the blue bars on the top bar chart is the water balance, the red is the remote sensing ET. You can see there is a difference. So this is a regional number of all the 650 almonds field in one county. When you look at the bottom graph of the bar chart, this is one single field in that county which was best managed, nicely done field. You can see how well it compares with that as compared to the overall, all the fields in that county. So we can intuitively say that why this is happening. The crops are never stress-free, the crops are never equal, no field is equal. So we cannot consider all the fields equal and expect everything evapotranspiring at the potential limit, and that's why we see this discrepancy. This is the picture or satellite imagery of almond fields in that county. You can see there are some greatly well-managed fields, there are some young crops, there are some bad fields, and there are some really, really bad fields. The bottom left is a shitty field where you can see there's a lot of things happening, but it's still an almond field. A lot of things, the farmer is producing things, but the water use of all these fields, the evapotranspiration from all these fields are going to be different, which you cannot capture on a crop coefficient on a water model like calcimeter. Just to show you a cumulative differential curve, how all the 650 fields compare against, you can see there is some fields at the bottom which really are different. All the fields are different. This shows that all the fields are different. If it were not different, it would have been a straight line. But most of them lie in the top order. There's again a good comparison of a crop coefficient-based approach, which the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation does. There's the Imperial Irrigation District, world's biggest irrigation district, and it's a waterlogged irrigation district. It's you can think that everything coming in either gets absorbed by the plants or goes into the storage lake that is over there, is Salton Lake. So this is again a very good candidate region for comparing. And the 2 years when the Bureau, that's the final 2 years when the Bureau has done, after 2011, we'd never have information. So you can see that 2010 to 2011, 2 years information, there's an upward trend, and that's captured in our satellite derived ET. And at the same time, there's a difference happening, and we all know the crop coefficient information produces a higher ET, whereas the satellite derived gives you the actual ET that is going on in the ground. This is a Ameriflux tower in the foothills of Sierras, and this is how it compares for the different years. So this y-axis is daily ET in mm, and for each of the year 2013, 2014, 2015, the values are over the regression graph as well as the trend graph, both are over there. Overall, it looks very good. Again, another location in the Tonzi Ranch, it's a oak wood, savanna woodland, and it's a high, a high tower, and you can see how it compares over here. With that, I'm going to wind up and say that we have a statewide information which is really good and being utilized, and you can go to a farm scale, field scale, or you can look at a regional scale, and this would provide you what is required to answer many of the questions. This graph shows how the actual ETA has decreased as California struggled through the drought from 2011 to 2015. So 2016, luckily we were out of the drought. So bigger pictures like this, you can start answering. There's a water transfer happening in the rice acreage in the Sacramento Valley, and you can really see from these graphs how much water has been utilized and what was not saved and sent to the other part. So all this information you can very quickly start evaluating from this data set. With that, I'll stop, and I'll be happy to take any question. Yes.
So what do you think the ET in general land is ET serving the
Yeah, so surface renewal usually underestimate during the early cropping season, and it goes back to how much is your coverage of crop or the crop cover factor that's involved there on that thing. The on the question on the EC system shows systematic error in LE, a systematic error of underestimation of LE, and that probably depends upon the energy balance closure error or what. I cannot answer that, but there is a systematic error, and maybe the EC experts over here, they can comment on that.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, Anderson?
Were your fluxes closed for energy balance closure for your
clearance? No.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's give our speaker another.